In honor of Breakthrough Entertainment's Cake Show, we have Yvette Marie from Oh Taste and See Treats. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. We appreciate being here.
Absolutely. Well, let me tell our listeners, first of all, that Oh Taste and See Treats is located at 1140 North Gilbert Road, Suite 106 in Gilbert, right?
That is correct.
It's not that far from downtown Phoenix.
No, it's 15 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so how long have you been with, well, it's your company, but how long has Oh Taste and Treats been here the area?
We opened up October of 2011.
Wow.
So we just celebrated our 3 years.
Oh, nice. That's a nice accomplishment, by
the
way.
Thank you.
October is an awesome month, but we have to ask what day in October?
October 11th.
Oh, wow. Oh. That has meaning.
Missed it by that much.
My birthday is October 10th.
Oh.
But you wanted to celebrate, so yes. you wanted to go full force the day after.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly. On your website, it says, want lunch with your dessert? You have other options?
We do. We do full food menus of lunch and dinner. And then we also have dinner to be carried away. We call it dinner done right. So that's by order only. And then we also cater.
And it's otasteandseatreats.com, right?
Yes.
That's the website.
Mm-hmm. That is cool.
And the O has an H, or is it just an O? Oh.
Just the letter O.
Very good, because that's important for people to know.
I
knew that, but I was playing like
it. It says home of the $2 treats.
Yes.
Talk about that.
All of our regular size cupcakes are $2 or less. All of our treats are $2 or less.
We
believe that cake should be fun and not break your budget, and it should be delicious as well. So,
is that a German chocolate cupcake?
That's his
favorite.
Oh, man.
I wish I would have known. I would have brought you some.
Wow, I told Joseph. Joseph,
well,
what happened?
Well, I just want to ask this first, because, you know,
you said that last week.
I did, on the air. Only 4 million people heard it.
That's what I get from not listening.
Now, I know Trisha.
Well, you were a little bit busy.
A little bit.
Trisha knows Two Broke Girls, right?
Yes.
The TV show.
Yes.
And
agrees
she knows
that
some
it's
wealthy
great.
Ones, too. Yes, let's be fair.
Ones. Yes. But Dave and Eric, they don't know
don't
Two
know
Broke
that.
Girls. You watch Two Broke Girls?
I watched a little bit of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. It's not representative of the cake / cupcake business?
Not at all. Well, for some people, it might be. Not for me.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know Georgetown Cupcakes. I've had theirs. I actually had to try cupcakes from all the major, you know, people that when the cupcake phenomenon was happening. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited, because I will tell you, many years, I have never seen a cupcake for $2.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
And bacon, evidently.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Yes.
Right? Is that bacon on
there?
Bacon,
we have a couple different bacon options.
Oh, my
cupcakes.
Gosh.
Bacon.
You
Eric
should be at
bacon,
the state fair.
You know, we're going to Super Bowl. That's enough.
You are?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
It's all a God thing. I don't even know.
That is so
cool. We ended up being one of the official vendors at the actual VIP events.
Wow. Good for you.
Excellent. We couldn't even get into those.
Yeah. Well, no, wait a minute.
We will.
VIP events at...
At the actual stadium.
At
like,
the stadium.
I have my pass
right.
in my
purse.
But, our Playboy event that's on Friday night is at the W in Scottsdale.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, so we're not at... So she's going to be at a different venue.
Right, okay.
That we had to have tickets for.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm confused. Okay. I got it.
So then, what are people going to have at the Super Bowl? I mean, what are you going to bring? A little bit of everything?
They asked for one specific flavor.
Oh, really?
And so we'll be doing that one specific flavor for...
German chocolate?
No, actually, it's our Drunken Peach.
Drunken
Peach. Well, I like peach, though. Yeah. I've never done it drunk, though, but would it taste different?
It tastes a little bit different.
Oh, not the people eating this drunk, but the people...
Oh, I'm sure the people eating it will be drunk, too, depending on what team they're rooting
for. Oh, is that why they wanted that? Okay, all
I know
you
some
people,
drunken peaches.
Drunken Peach for all of you.
So they're only having one flavor
at the particular Super Bowl event. Yes, at the actual day of Super Bowl, it's only the one flavor.
How many cupcakes are you going to make?
4,000.
Oh, that's
now,
a lot.
Now, can you? That's why she wasn't listening last time.
Mm-hmm.
So can you divulge which VIP event you are doing this for?
It is the NFL official tailgate party.
Okay.
Oh. Yes. We have a guest next week. I'll tell you about it later, but we have a guest who's actually, you know, opening for that
party. Do you think Tom Brady will sample your cupcake?
He should. It'll change his life.
Yeah, but he might be too busy with the football, so.
That's not important. I
will tell you, I have worked the NFL team's charters of the airplanes, and you would not believe coming in they are, you know, so focused on the game. But that airplane going out, you wouldn't believe the mecca of food and treats and everything they have for the players on there.
Cupcakes for everyone on plane and 1400.
So you very well, if somebody who's associated with the team has a taste of that at the official tailgate party, you might be getting some orders to go home on the plane.
Wow, your media section may just blow up.
Yeah.
We're waiting for it.
Well, who's number one, though?
You are. You are.
How was Drunken Peach chosen? Did they sample several different?
There's a vetting process, and then there's a taste. When you once you make it through the vetting process, then you go to a tasting, and they put you in a huge room with a bunch of different other companies, and I mean major companies. I don't want to talk about everybody else, but it's all about me right now. No,
yeah, that's right.
Oh, it is
because you won.
Right, exactly.
Hello, so they're done.
Exactly. They put you next to other companies, and they just take sample bites. And we had actually decided to come up. They asked for local Arizona flavors, so we had come up with a whole line of like Mexican hot chocolate and Arizona heat, and they were like, these are good. And then I had made a Moscato cupcake, and my sister said, why don't you do the Moscato cupcake, and we just try to change it up, put a little beer in it, and then here we came with Drunken Peach. And they tasted it, and the girls were like, this is the best cupcake I've ever had my whole entire life.
He would love that because he loves Moscato.
Yes. And I love peach.
Yes.
And I love cupcakes.
Yes.
I love Super Bowl.
I'm going to have to bring you some.
Okay.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
Well, she actually brought something here for us to taste.
Oh, a taste test.
We had pie last year during our pie show.
Yes, we did.
And that was wonderful. But I don't know. I think I might like cake more than pie.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, yes.
Well, what do you say?
I'm an equal opportunity sweet tooth.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, she did do them.
Wow.
That's what I actually made German chocolate cake balls for my husband. Aww. So he could just pop them in his mouth. Those are like little pop-ems.
Mm-hmm. There are cake truffles.
Now look at this. Now
cake truffles.
Oh,
no, they're not German chocolate. They're cake
truffles.
But
they look delicious.
Now, I have to remind Dave, don't touch anything before I get a picture for the website.
Okay. Good idea.
So once she has them all out, I'll take a picture. Do you mind if I take you with the picture?
No, let's not take a picture of this one.
Okay, all right.
It didn't travel well.
That's fine. Aww. That's fine.
Look at that. What is that,
that's
by the way?
That's cookies and cream.
Mm-hmm. Man, not only do they look great, I bet they taste great, but you designed them in a really nice way. How hard is that to do that?
It's actually really easy.
Oh.
And there's gold sparkles.
That is really cool how you did that. We'll post this on the website for people to see, because it's really quite unique. I don't think I've seen cupcakes like that. And what are these called again?
These are our cake truffles, and then we have a few different selections of cupcakes. We have our cookies and cream, our goodie cake, which is our number one seller.
Oh, it is.
And then we have plain vanilla, because I believe the way you judge a bakery is if they can't do vanilla and if they can't do red velvet right, don't eat there.
Oh, is that right?
That is true.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
That is very true.
So
that looks fantastic.
And I didn't know if anybody was gluten-free, but I also brought some gluten-free.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Greg will be
I know
very
someone
happy.
Who's gluten-free. Oh, Greg too?
Yeah. Greg. Well, Greg isn't gluten-free all the time, but he tries to do as much gluten-free as he can.
He's a glutton for punishment. Well, that's a glutton. A glutton for punishment.
Yes. Hey, when you look at this stuff, who can help but be a glutton?
Now, what are those called?
These are our vanilla goodie cakes, and then this is our plain vanilla, and then these two are the gluten-free that I brought for you to try. The actual one's actually gluten-free, egg-free. And I defy you to tell me that you can tell the difference.
That's a tough one, because I'll tell you, our daughter is gluten-free, dairy-free, egg-free, everything.
Everything free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she's married, has such she's a hard free. Time finding...
Yeah, good gluten-free.
Baked goods.
What's a goodie cake?
Goodie cake is a vanilla or chocolate base with our whipped frosting, and then it's got everything delicious we make from our brownies, our signature cookie, all crumbled up into a dust, and then covered with that, and then drizzled with two types of chocolate, white chocolate, dark chocolate, and then the caramel.
Wow. Now, what's your background? Did you grow up? Because you look pretty young. In the restaurant industry or the bakery industry?
Not at all. I was in marketing and PR. I was a celebrity assistant for years.
A celebrity assistant? Can you say who?
It's not important.
but you know all the
I know
the
quite
famous.
A few people. Yes, I do know quite a few people.
Good for
but not
you.
Important.
So how did you
I like get... cupcakes better.
So how did you get into cupcakes then?
Actually, while I was busy being a celebrity assistant, my assistant robbed me blind. I got served an eviction notice my car was repossessed on the same day.
Oh, no.
And I just kind of said, how can you let this happen to me? I don't know everybody's belief system, but for me, I'm obviously you can tell by the company name, Christian, and those types of things. I just kind of cried out, said, how can you let this happen to me? Took me to the kitchen and said, start with what you have.
Brought you to something greater, didn't
it? Yep. Better than what I was ever doing. So here we are.
So it was just a wake up call. That was all.
Yeah, it was. And I was a girl who couldn't bake 3.5 years ago. I couldn't make a box cake right.
Really?
Yeah. It was a running joke in my family because everyone in my family is great bakers. I'm an amazing cook, but I couldn't bake anything. Like, my cakes came out like rocks, and then all of a sudden this just happened, and everyone in my family was like, you're a better baker than we are. So
you are truly blessed.
I am. Mm-hmm.
Now we have a listener question. You were mentioning the gluten-free options. Do you have gluten-free options that are also $2?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent.
Wow. So, that is fantastic. And so we got to do the taste test?
Yeah. What do you think that we should try first? What's a good appetizer here?
They all are great.
Just go with your favorite. Well, I mean, if you like chocolate, then chocolate is on this one. Vanilla is in this one.
Do your truffles, they all have a very different look. Do they have specific flavors?
Yes. So this is a vanilla goodie cake. This is the red velvet. This is Oreo. This is rum. And then this is coconut.
Oh, I like coconut. Eric, come on in here and pick some cakes.
And the rum ones have gold dust on them.
I'm okay, thank you.
That's
okay.
Like, you could call that pirate.
Glitter makes everything better, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, that's sort of clever.
Edible glitter.
Pirate.
Edible glitter. We do gold flakes. We do edible glitter.
Pirate.
Yeah, but it's not a pie. It's cake. But
yeah, cake.
It's like a Caribbean treat, you know. Mm-hmm. You got your rum.
All right, who wants
gold.
To pick what?
Yeah, I think let's try the same thing, you know. So you go ahead and select something, Dave.
I'm looking at the let's start with the cookies and cream. That looks sort of delicious.
Over there,
right?
Okay.
That sounds good.
Should I just take one or
I didn't bring any napkins, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, I think I have
some. Since we're on diets, you want to eat half and give me half?
Baby? Yeah.
You're okay, half then? Okay, all right.
Well, they're minis.
Well, yeah.
I know, they're smaller.
But here's the thing.
Here we go.
We've got another party coming in here, and so I know that they would like to try them, too.
Okay. Yes. Here I go.
All right,
so, do a play-by-play.
Okay. Trisha will do a play-by-play.
Okay, simultaneous bites. Let's see if they can agree on something after they totally disagreed on the movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this is... fantastic.
They're already trying to say the name of your company. Oh.
Yeah, that's what,
My goodness gracious.
This is better than the movie.
Oh.
And I like the movie a lot.
Yes.
And I know Dave likes it better
than the movie. That is just a great blend of cookies and cream, not too sweet, and it just sort of melts in your mouth. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is truly a fantastic cupcake.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not kidding you. This is the best.
This is the best frosting I've ever eaten.
Yeah, some cupcakes, sort of, they're hard. You know, they just, it's hard on top, and they sort of crumble.
You didn't tell me you left the wrapper on it.
I ate the wrappers. Great.
I know.
Now I'm going to be a rapper for the rest of my life.
Eminem.
No, I'm kidding.
He's confused with Eminem.
No, that truly is great, though. Wow. And that's not even your best, you said.
Well, it's not their most popular.
Oh, that's what you said.
You know, we actually have a three-way tie.
Well,
four-way tie. Our number one sellers actually are Goody Dust. And then after that, because whether you like chocolate or vanilla. And then our next one is our Red Velvet Southern Girl and our Oreo that you just tried. So that's our three-way tie for second place.
Oh, very good.
I have to give the address again just so, you know, while we're eating this. I'm sorry, I'm talking with my mouth full, but...
That's okay.
1140 North Gilbert Road, Suite 106 in Gilbert. Again, 1140 North Gilbert Road, Suite 106 in Gilbert. Oh, Taste and See Treats. This is absolutely delicious.
And your website.
OTasteandSeeTreats.com.
Yeah.
Just an O, no H, just O, Taste and See Treats.
Well, I'm getting hungry again. Can we try another one?
Please do.
Let's try one of the things in the middle. Let's see here. I do like coconut. But what's that one?
The same, or it's Oreo. Mm-hmm.
And this one? That
Red Velvet.
Oh, and that?
That is our goodie cake.
I'm going to go for the goodie cake.
Okay.
You ready? Goodie cake. Here we go now. Do the play-by-play as I start to...
Now, Dave is holding it in his hand. Oh, okay, now it's in his mouth. And, wow, his eyes just lit up. In his mouth... It's drooling.
No, he's not letting any bit of that escape his lips.
What is that then?
Let's put it this way. It's the longest he's not talked.
Yeah.
In years. This is interesting. I bit down. It's sort of cool. I bit down, and it was like a sensation of 4th of July fireworks just hitting my taste buds all at once with some type of spice that I don't think I've tasted before. This is fantastic.
I'm going to go for one of these rum rum ball ones.
You don't want to do the whatever it is?
Maybe later, but I'm going to try.
Well, Dave is now devouring my half of his truffle. Oh, okay. Oh. Now I get a quarter. This is the way our marriage works.
I like anything with glitter. I like anything with glitter.
Pink girls, if you're wearing glitter with gold?
Yeah, this glitter is gold glitter. Yes, okay, now, Dave, play-by-play.
What does he have?
The rum ball.
He's approaching it. He's biting down, and he can't believe.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he said, oh, my gosh. Oh, everyone heard that.
Oh.
Oh, that's even, like, Eric, are we allowed to say that on the air?
No, necessary, baby.
It was like Meg Ryan in that restaurant, remember, Eric?
I can live on this.
I'll have what you're having.
Are you doing that, Dave?
What?
Are you feeling that good right now?
Well, yeah. These are fantastic. I know that's not how you want to associate necessarily.
This is absolutely delicious.
But it is that good.
Yes, it is.
Oh, taste and sea treats.
Why wouldn't she
want like
to
associate?
Is this like
chocolate? Sort of?
It is.
I mean, the chocolate sensation effect?
Yeah. Yeah.
The glitter tastes wonderful.
If you don't have a date tonight, eat these cupcakes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, again, it's Oh, Taste and Sea Treats. Again, otasteandseatreats.com. It's 1140 North Gilbert Road, Suite 107.
Easy for you to say.
I'm so excited. 1140 North Gilbert Road. 1140 North Gilbert Road, Suite 106 in Gilbert. We want to thank you, Yvette Maurice, for coming in, joining us, and helping us celebrate our cake show. Oh, my gosh.
Is there a phone number you want to give?
As wonderful and euphoric as the cakes are, though,
yeah.
I do want to just ask one thing. You were talking about your to-go dinners that are pre-ordered.
Yeah.
They are like a complete dinner for four that's ready to just come and put out on the table. So a man who's very constrained in the kitchen but wants to put a nice dinner on for his girl could have the candlelight set up and just bring it and place it?
Yes, exactly.
Nicely set.
Okay.
She's for hire, by the way.
You know what? Excuse me. Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah.
Probably. So how far in advance do they need to order?
Usually if you could give us at least 24 hours, that'd be awesome.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a phone number you want to give out?
Sure. It's 480-788-0145.